Touched by Angels by Debbie Macomber. The young man wore a staple in one ear. Bryn Cassidy tried not to stare as he paraded past her and slouched down in the desk in the farthest corner of the classroom. The fact that his hair was cut in a mohawk style and dyed orange shouldn't faze her. She'd been told what to expect. Manhattan High School wasn't St. Mary's Academy, the parochial girls' high school where she'd taught for the last 2 years. But teaching here was an opportunity she couldn't let pass her by. She'd accepted this position to test her theories and gain experience in dealing with students from a disadvantaged neighborhood. Next, a young lady entered the room in a miniskirt, blouse, and no bra. Her hair, pitch black and stringy, covered her far better than her choice of outfits. She glanced around, shrugged, and claimed the seat closest to the door as if it were important to make a fast getaway. The room filled quickly. The school building itself was said to be dilapidated and run down, but that didn't trouble Bryn. When Bryn learned Manhattan High in the Washington Heights area had been constructed in the early 1950s, she'd expected it to be an improvement, but she was wrong. Like so many other schools, Manhattan High had been forced to make some difficult budget choices. "Will everyone kindly take a seat?" Bryn instructed nervously. She stood in front of the class and was ignored, which wasn't surprising since the bell had yet to ring. Looking for something constructive to do, she walked over to the badly chipped blackboard and wrote out her name. The bell rang, and several of the kids stopped talking long enough to indicate their irritation at being interrupted. The level of conversation increased once the bell finished. Bryn returned to the front center of the room and waited. She'd learned early in her teaching career never to outshout her students. It only made her look foolish.